You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Glenn Murray to score and Bournemouth to win is one of the headline offers. That's 6-1. Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win in the market at 7-2. Derek Spurs, the only side to have remained unbeaten following the opening matchday fixtures. They've won 3 and drawn 5 since their opening day defeat against Manchester United. If you're looking for a goal scorer from a Bournemouth perspective, Glenn Murray, he's scored 9 in 22 appearances in the Premier League in 2015. He'd only got 1 in 16 Premier League appearances before this year, so he's in form at the moment. I thought Tottenham were a good price here, Derek.
Well, I looked at the Bournemouth price and I thought, how short is that? 2-1 to beat a Tottenham side who nobody's beaten these days, well, apart from in Europe. Tottenham at 6-5, I backed them an awful lot last season at these kind of odds away from home to opposition that, you know, you come under the heading cannon fodder. I might be being a bit tight on Bournemouth there, but I'm sure as the season pans out, that's exactly what they'll be called. It didn't always pay off, that tactic last season, because Tottenham had a bit of a substandard campaign. But they're doing a lot of things right at the moment. They seem to be getting their act together. They're not playing with the flair of Tottenham sides of old, but they look a tidy, hard-to-break-down outfit. And I think going to Bournemouth will almost certainly come at them. I think it will play right into their hands. And yet, 6-5, it's one of the better bets of the weekend, this one.
No, I agree. 6-5, Spurs to win that game. Bournemouth, we mentioned it on previous podcasts, they're ravaged by injury as well at the moment. And I think that will... I think that will curtail their hopes of staying up this season. I really do. Bournemouth in desperate trouble now.
Yeah, the only worry for me from a Tottenham point of view is this whole coming back from Europe thing. You know, it seldom kind of does them any good. You know? You look at the 2-2 draw away at Swansea now. You know, all right, at the time Swansea were like quite, you know, everyone was thinking, oh yeah, Swansea a decent side, and that form seems to have been devalued somewhat since that 2-2 draw with Tottenham. So I'm a little bit worried about that. They never kind of fill me full of confidence. They beat Palace by a single goal to nil after beating Karabag. That was at home at White Hart Lane, though. So this is it's an away trip on a Thursday night. I don't think they ever quite got to grips with how to do that. So that's my main worry here. A bit of a head scratcher this, because Tottenham at 6-5, everyone should back that really, because they're a better team than Bournemouth. But there's something about it. I'm going to go for an under 2.5 goals bet here. I think it'll be a pretty tame match, especially in the first half. I think it'll be a quiet one. I wouldn't even mind backing the 0-0 in the first half here. I know I've had my fingers burnt with low goals in the first halves of Bournemouth games recently. I'm nothing if not an idiot. So I'll go in on again. Under 2.5 in the match, but I'll go for under 0.5 in the first half as well.
Under 2.5 goals in the market at 4-5 here with William Hill. If you fancy under half a goal in the first half, so basically the first half to end 0-0, 2-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.